Record. All right, we're recording. So, first episode of the podcast.
Cast one, folks.
Podcast number one. Miles, your host here, with Tony.
Tony.
This just made a hand gesture, even though we're not recording the video. Tony and Miles, the podcast. We don't have a name for it yet, but that'll come. I have some ideas for it.
Start something new.
Yeah, I'm going to try it out. Few topics we're going to talk about today. Couple of our interests. Gonna talk about, video games will probably be the
number one.
The number one thing that this podcast revolves around, honestly. Myself having a deep interest in Call of Duty, specifically COD Esports. I'm interested in esports as a whole, but Call of Duty is the game that I've been playing now since Modern Warfare 2 was my first Call of Duty. So
10-year challenge.
That's 9 years is when I got it. Oh, I got it in, I don't remember when I bought it, but I bought it early 2010, not when it first came out.
And for me, I remember first playing Modern Warfare 4.
Call of Duty 4? Modern Warfare Call 1?
Exactly.
Yeah, when it came out in 07.
When that came out in 07, I remember playing that at my aunt and uncle's house down in SoCal when we went down to visit them during the holiday time. And all I can distinctively remember is that blue tiger cam on the M16. That is, like,
for me, the first time I heard of Call of Duty was actually youth football. At the time, I don't know if I had a 360 yet. It was junior midget or midget year. So up here in Northern California, that's how we referred to, like, the different levels of youth football. I guess it's kind of different all over the place, but that was basically like seventh or eighth grade or so. I remember, like, all the kids, like all the, like, star athletes were all talking about, oh man, you guys see, like, the new Call of Duty. And I was like, what the hell is that, man? I like video games, but I wasn't a cool kid. I wasn't a star athlete. I wasn't really included in the conversation, but I remember hearing about it still. I, like, didn't even know what it was until later, like in Modern Warfare 2, literally like 2 years later. And then I was like, wait a minute, that's what that game, like, everyone was talking about. It was, ended up being Call of Duty 4, which at the time really did change the franchise. Mm-hmm. So that's, video games, again, is going to be, like, the main focus probably that most of the episodes of the podcast kind of revolve around. Specifically this one, we're going to talk about Black Ops 4, Blackout, definitely Fortnite being still one of the biggest, if not the biggest game going on right now. Myself, I played it the very first day it came out, September 26th, 2017, right?
And then myself, probably 2 weeks late, maybe.
I think I have texted.
I literally remember him, like, it was pushing me to download the game.
Within the first, like, 2 or 3 weeks.
And saying, it's free, get this game.
Yeah. So basically what happened was sometime in 2017, it was announced that PUBG was going to be coming to Xbox. Sometime early December, and I was super hyped about it. PUBG was blowing up. The game, like, just took the gaming industry by storm, kind of. And I like the idea of a battle royale being able to drop in, and like I'm really competitive, which I stated earlier, being interested in COD Esports. So being able to drop into a map and then loot and everything and outplay people, and it's basically a huge free-for-all, was something that was really interesting to me. So all of a sudden, out of nowhere, and, like, my roommate had played Fortnite Save the World back in, like, August or something. Like, he used to text me when he was out of town and be like, hey, log into Fortnite, get my daily reward or whatever, my daily login bonus. And so, like, I had heard of the game, but it wasn't something that interested me. It was, like, a tower defense zombie type game.
It's, like,
and
cartoonish.
Yeah, super, like, cartoonish, like, really animated. I'm out here playing Call of Duty, which isn't necessarily the most realistic shooter, but it wasn't cartoony like that. But then it came out, I was, like, scrolling through Twitter, and it was like, download our free-to-play Battle Royale. And I was like, Battle Royale? Shit. PUBG comes out in a couple months. I might as well get some practice to learn how to, like, rotate with the circle pushing you in and everything.
Guns, pickup, drops, strategies, everything.
Yeah, you know, get used to the whole Battle Royale aspect of things. So I download this game. Ton of fun. Looking back, I realized that the most fun I have in video games is learning how to dominate at them, honestly. Like Modern Warfare 2, like, my addiction to Call of Duty started in Modern Warfare 2 when I found out about like optic and sniping and got into quickscoping, that's when it like really set me off.
See, I'm trying to remember growing up and playing Modern Warfare, we were very, I wasn't allowed a lot of time on playing Xbox and stuff like that, so we didn't have Xbox Live. What we would do is we'd play basically a 4v4, or, you know, 2v2 on, like, I remember like Modern Warfare 2, mostly Black Ops 1 is when we first started playing online. That's the first online playing, and I'd always play split screen with my older brother, and that was like when I first, that was my initial start to the game.
Your entry to Call of Duty, basically.
My entry to Call of Duty Live, yeah. So where Miles's passion came from MW2, where he really grinded, I'd say mine was more Black Ops 1, because like all I could think about is like an M16 ACOG.
Dude, literally, like, did we even play that much together? Mm-hmm. Like, really? Because, well, let's see, Modern Warfare 2, I played a ton of Team Deathmatch, ton of free-for-all, like a ridiculous amount of free-for-all, actually, yeah. Which is probably also why I like Royale. Played Search and Destroy with freaking Kano and Jesus, because they were all gods. Like, literal gods. What else? Domination. I don't know. I guess, like, your, like, normal modes. TDM, Domination, Free-for-All, and Search.
Didn't have CTF, though.
And then... No, CTF was in it. It just... Yeah, like, I did not mess with CTF. Even in Black Ops 1, I hated it. Like, I didn't like CTF until Black Ops 2. And now it's, like, one of my favorite modes of all time. But in Black Ops 1... You were playing split screen. You like only played hardcore.
Mm-hmm. Only hardcore.
Like hardcore TDM, which for me was, I was like, dude, no radar. You ain't got this. Like, no, dude, I couldn't do hardcore.
Yeah, it takes one pistol shot from across the map to kill you.
Like, man, when did we start playing together then? Because after Black Ops 1 was Modern Warfare 3, which I was still playing with Nick and all them. That's when I really got competitive. I'll go into that in a minute.
I'd say Black Ops 2 was like the initial start, because remember I was hitting those like crazy scopes.
Okay, no, it was that, but it was also in Black Ops 2, I played the first like 2 months of that game, I played hardcore only, because I didn't like the time to kill. I felt like everyone would stay alive, like basically like how Black Ops 4 is now with freaking 150 health. Like,
mm-hmm.
I just felt like it took so much to kill people, and I was like, you know what, screw this, I'm playing hardcore. And I think that's when I started playing with you, because I knew that's what you played.
Yeah.
I was like, teach me.
And then what was after? So
after Black Ops 2 was Ghost. Which I only did hardcore for a little bit in Black Ops 2. And then I switched back over to
core. That's when I moved out, so I wasn't playing Ghost at all.
No.
Yeah, that was...
Was it really? Oh, that was... No, that was when you moved out, when you were at McDonald's, and you lived at...
Yeah. When I moved
Michelle's
out. Michelle's... Yeah.
Was it her aunt?
So, yeah. I wasn't playing
that
then.
That makes sense.
And then you played Advanced Warfare at the rental house.
So, yeah, Ghosts. Advanced Warfare was the rental house. For you guys that are listening, my house burnt down January 7th, 2014.
No sympathy.
So that, yeah, don't feel bad at all. I was 17 at the time. I lost nothing. I gained a new Xbox. But that year, we were living in a rental, and that was during Advanced Warfare. That's when I got my Xbox One. Specifically, remember walking from that house down to GameStop, which was like, it's not that far. It's like a quarter mile, maybe.
Yeah, because it's literally right here by me.
Yeah. It's like a quarter mile, maybe, but you pass by like a pretty sketch bus stop. I grab my freaking Sunset Overdrive Edition Xbox One.
I remember this.
it's like 10 in the morning, right when they open, and I'm walking back, and this guy, like, I don't even know if they gave me a bag. I don't remember, but I have my Xbox. I don't remember if it's the box, and you can see, like, the Sunset Overdrive box where it says Xbox One freaking everywhere, or if it was, like, you could see the words through the bags. But this dude at the bus stop was like, yo, is that the new Xbox One? Or is that that new PlayStation or something?
Yeah,
and I literally looked at him. Yeah, he asked me if it's the new PlayStation. I'm like, bro, it says Xbox One at least 6 different places on this box. And I looked at him. I was like, no, it's the new Xbox. He's like, how much does that run for? A couple hundred, like $400 or $500, and I was like, oh no, they're pretty cheap. They're like $200. I don't want to give this guy like a high value dollar. I'd get robbed. I was like, how was I? When I think I was 18 when I bought it, right? Because I turned 18 that April. and I bought it. I picked it up October-ish. No, it was late in the year.
Was it?
Yeah, Sunset Overdrive came out.
When was that going over?
Siri, Sunset Overdrive Xbox One release date.
Okay, I found this on the web for Sunset Overdrive Xbox One release date.
No, that ain't right. Uh-uh.
What's the same?
Oh, it's the PC one? It came to PC last year, I guess. So, Sunset Overdrive, it was released October 28th of
2014.
So, 18. So, yeah, so I was 18. Gave this guy some lowball, like, yeah, this brand new Xbox on like $200. Ain't even a PlayStation. I should have told him it was like a Wii or something. But I get home, set it up and everything, played through Sunset Overdrive. Great game for one playthrough. The game has very little replay value. And then that's when Advanced Warfare came out, which you were moved out still.
I was moved out. I was in Sonoma.
I had good internet. My house that burned down has AT&T internet, DSL. I think it was like either 3 or 6 megabits per second download. My ping was never horrible, but it was still in like, I'd say my ping was probably averaging about 60. And then literally if anyone else was doing anything on the internet, my ping was like 200, which I dropped world records on. Godlike.
I can vouch for that because I lived at the same place.
Yeah, no, it's literally...
It took me three days to download a game.
Yeah, it's some of the worst internet. It is the worst internet I've ever had, and that's after an upgrade. Dude, when I had my Xbox 360 and I was playing Rainbow Six Vegas 2, which was like my first real FPS game that like I loved. Dude, I don't even know. I had like, I think I was in kilobytes. Like I wasn't even getting a meg. Dude, it was bad. Like I overheated 3 Xbox 360s in that game.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So there was a glitch in Rainbow Six Vegas 2 in the campaign. That's one of the first games I remember, by the way, where there was no level cap, essentially. Like, in how Call of Duty is now, you reach Master Prestige, and then, like in Black Ops 4, max level's 55. But once you hit Master Prestige, you can get to, like, Master Prestige level 999. Rainbow Six Vegas 2 is one of the first games I remember that had that system, where basically you hit whatever, it was like elite rank or something, and then you just kind of keep leveling up after that. And I was trying to get it, and there was this glitch in the campaign because you basically had the same level through all the modes, multiplayer, campaign, everything. And there was a glitch where you could have like your AI, like I think you had 2 AI guys on your team that you can command to go wherever. There was basically some glitch where you did some weird stuff. And there'd be, like, one guy on the map that would keep respawning, and your AI guys would just sit behind him, killing him. And most of the time, they're killing him with a headshot, and you're getting XP this whole time. So I would just sit there and leave my Xbox on for, like, 3 or 4 nights in a row. Mm-hmm. And just have my AI guys level me up, and I come back to my Xbox. And, like, eventually, I started seeing the graphics started getting really blobby and heavy, and, like, there was no detail. Everything was starting to blend together, and I was like, man, what the hell's wrong with my Xbox? I would later find out that I was melting the graphics card off of the motherboard because it was overheating. Granted, the 3 Xbox 360s that I did overheat and get Red Ring of Death on were all used from GameStop. So, but it was like the only way that my parents would buy me a 360. Then Modern Warfare 2 came. I don't even know when I got my first new 360. Like, we were struggling back in the day for a minute.
Struggling buying 4 Xboxes.
But, dude, nah, it was like literally one of the ones. I bought one and like it overheated within like a week. This is before I was doing the glitch. This is under normal circumstances. Oh. Use 360, overheats instantly.
Yep.
I go to GameStop, return it, get a new one, come home, plug it in, Red Ring of Death, like upon first plug in. Literally go back to GameStop that day and exchange it for a third one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like, we were struggling for a minute. Ooh, you know what? I remember my first 360, my first new one. It was, maybe not, no. I was going to go with Modern Warfare 3, because I remember I had my disc in, and I was playing, and my mom was yelling at me for something, some sort of chores. And I got up, and I had my plug-and-charge kit or whatever cord plugged into my controller, and I tripped over the cord. And I just hear my Xbox slam on the ground behind me. And if you guys have ever had your Xbox fall over with a disc in it, at least like the 360, it is the worst sound known to me. I could hear my disc just... I was like, yeah! Turned around, pick up the Xbox, got a circle scratch on my disc, unfixable. Turned out they're the place that actually buffed that out. I don't know how it happened. Yeah. They've gone out of business. But I had to spend a week. This happened at the end of November, and I spent a week waiting for Modern Warfare 3. Still managed to be the first of my friends to reach Master Prestige.
So, playing together Black Ops 2. And I left. And then when I was in Sonoma, we played a lot of MW2 because I didn't have an Xbox One.
What game was out there?
Advanced Warfare.
Was it?
Because what came after that?
So Black Ops 2, Ghost, Advanced Warfare.
And Black
Ops. Which I had a ton of fun in Advanced Warfare for the first 6 months.
And then it was Black Ops 3.
And then it was, yeah. So I had an AW.
AW. And I didn't have an Xbox.
Yeah, because after, once I got bored of AW, like 4 to 6 months in, I literally just went back to MW2.
We played a lot. I used to put a chair, like one of those, what are those chairs called, you know?
The fold-out, literally the one that I have in my house that I broke.
Yes, that exact one.
That exact one.
It's the,
man, what are those, kind of like a beanbag.
It's almost like a, yeah, it's almost like a beanbag.
Like.
But it stretches out, so I used to play, because I used to like being at the same level, I used to like being at the same level as the TV or higher. So I used to put this chair, foldable, almost beanbag type chair, on top of my bed and play. The stability of it,
dude,
was not much.
Literally, a fold out, like, just imagine a fold out chair, but with, like, a thin beanbag.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a potato chair? I don't know why that name just came to mind. I'm Googling it. Potato chair.
Potato bag.
I can't even spell. Definitely not potato chair.
A very thin version of a potato chair.
I don't know, dude.
With retractable legs.
This dude would fold his chair out, set it on top of his bed, the least stable thing I've ever witnessed, and he would sit there because his TV was on top of his dresser.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a tiny-ass TV, too.
And I didn't have a mic. Bro. I didn't have a mic either, so we used to have to make phone calls.
Dude, we did.
And then we FaceTime.
Oh, my God. Literally FaceTime? FaceTime with headphones in.
Yeah.
I had a headset, though. I've had a headset.
He's always had a headset. See, I was struggling with college.
I heard about Turtle Beaches. I had them X11s in Modern Warfare 2. Oh, bro, that shit was a game changer. Turtle Beach X11s? I'm pretty sure I would put those on and then have headphones, like, underneath them.
I think you would,
for
too.
For the FaceTime.
I would remember you saying that. This hurts my ears.
Yeah. Like, damn, bro, my ears hurt. These earbuds been in for a minute. Because they wouldn't have been Apple headphones either. Because I hate that. What's wrong?
No, you don't use them. I was using them, but I wasn't.
They had to have been like Skull Candies or something.
Yeah, they were.
God, dude, I forgot that. We used to FaceTime and just run 1v1s on Rust. That's probably why you to this day dislike most 1v1s.
And that's, yeah.
You came a long way in Modern Warfare Remastered, though. Dude, if I track your. For those of you that are listening, I've trained this man in Call of Duty for some time now.
Just about any game that's not sports.
Yeah, I don't play sports. I used to as a kid. Like, the last sports game I played heavily was probably NBA 2K10.
My man.
Okay. But Modern Warfare 2, I'd say that's when I got good. Not to sound cocky, but I don't remember ever being bad at Call of Duty. Granted, early in the time, like my earliest memories are literally me sitting on the side of High-Rise with an RPD scavenger and a claymore. So my definition of good was like I had a good KD because I was sitting on the side of a map with claymores.
It's fair.
Yeah, it's fine. It's my first Call of Duty, man. People got freaking AC-130s out here.
I mean, I was rocking Ghost with an M16 ACOG, hardcore TDM, so.
Yeah, right? Like, you gotta do what you had to do to survive. But when did I get, like, I'd say Modern Warfare 3, which I guess I mentioned earlier that we'd go into Modern Warfare 3 and where things got competitive. So in Modern Warfare 2, I played just pubs, like I said, TDM, free-for-all, domination, whatever. Then Black Ops 1, I wasn't really a fan of Black Ops 1. I think I made it to, like, 5th prestige, Made it to 9th prestige in Modern Warfare 2. Specifically did not go to 10th prestige because Black Ops 1 was right around the corner. Like, I made 9th prestige in, like, the end of September or October or something, and Black Ops 1 came out first Tuesday of November, because that's the schedule they followed for a while.
And then what was your primary guns on it?
In Black Ops 1 or MW2?
MW2.
At the time, besides like Intervention and 50 cal,
R21, if you were grinding, if you were,
I want to say it was probably an M16. This is a very distinct class. I remember it was an M16 with a holographic sight, an M1014 shotgun with a grip. I used stopping power. I think I used scavenger. I maybe used bling though. Like, I maybe used bling and did a holographic with a heartbeat sensor. I don't remember. My second attachment would have been extended mags on the shotgun, probably. And then third perk would have been either commando, ninja, or steady aim. Probably steady aim, because I had the shotgun. Yeah, dude, that was like, oh my god, I love it. Like, the only reason I remember this class is literally because I was on rundown. I don't remember the mode, but I remember chilling up in a building and doing really well. If you spawn in the side of the map that has like the little store to your right, the water tower kind of right in front of you, and you spawn at like the gas station. So if you, there's a bridge on the left, the middle, and the right. It was the little building overlooking the right bridge. Not the little store building, but like the literally little tiny metal tin shack. I sat in there with this class in a Claymore. The Claymores were my life back then. So that was probably the gun I was using at the time.
See, mostly what I remember always playing with Miles is he always used a sniper, and it used to bother me so much. Granted, I know he played a lot and he was a lot better, that he would drop as many kills, like me starting to get good, he would drop as many kills as I would and have least deaths with a sniper.
Yeah, I wish I was still that good with a sniper. I'm trash now.
So that's where, like, the 1v1s, back to where he was saying, like, originally came from, was, like, because that was something he was trying to get back because it was a while, and that's something I...
Yeah, when did we really start MW1ing? Would have been during Advanced Warfare's year, but when we were playing MW2, right?
So 2014.
Yeah, 2014-15.
That's when it kind of started, and then it stopped when we moved in together. We were playing Black Ops 3 split screen.
Bro, so I logged into there last year, and I'm like third or fourth prestige.
Black Ops 3?
Yeah.
Really?
I do not remember playing it that much. Like, I know, I guess we played like a decent amount split screen, but I do not remember playing.
We used to use knives a lot into that.
I used that ninja dude, whatever.
He disappears.
Yeah, he had active camo and then the little wrist blade thing.
Mm-hmm. Looked like
that's literally all I remember, though. I remember doing that and like smoke grenades.
Shotguns, Deadpool guy.
I don't even remember shotguns. I remember smoke grenades and running around with the little blade in my wrist.
A lot of stupid stuff.
Yeah. Like, that was. I think it's because I understood the circumstances. Okay, like, I knew we were playing split screen with back to AT&T internet. Which, real quick, so I had AT&T internet horrible before we upgraded, like less than a megabyte per second download. We upgrade. I'm at like 3 megabyte download now, still horrible. I move out for 6 months. I have Charter Spectrum, which in Redding, California is the best internet you can get. At the time, it was like 30 megabyte download. God tier. 6 months later, I move back in with my parents, and I'm back to AT&T internet. And 6 months after that, our house burns down. We end up in a rental. I'm back to Charter internet.
Ooh.
30 download, God tier. This is during Advanced Warfare. Okay. About a year later, back into my parents, AT&T, Tony moves in. I guess it was a little bit, though. It was like maybe like 5 months or so before you moved.
When did you get in? February?
Something like that.
I didn't get there till August.
So there's like a little window where I was by myself. But still, we went from AT&T to Charter, back to AT&T, house burns down, we go back to Charter, back to AT&T, 5-6 months later, Tony moves in. Now there's two young-ass kids that love the internet, playing split-screen Black Ops 3, sharing a room. Dude, that room was freaking messy, too. Literally bought a fold-out table. And like,
so much
whiteboards,
because
we thought that we were going to make some god strats. I was like, bro, we're going to run McDonald's. We're going to play Call of Duty. We're just going to play Call of Duty at McDonald's.
We were making, like, really good money at the time. I mean, we were both averaging.
Yeah, we were making... I was... Even now, considering how much more I make an hour now, mm-hmm. my checks are not really... My checks are still bigger than they are now. Granted, I was working 40, 50 hours a week.
Oh, yeah.
And had very little cost of living.
Yeah, exactly.
Like...
Minimum.
My cost of living was Xbox Live and food. That was it. Gas. Which, damn, at the time... I still had my Honda.
Yeah.
I still had the Honda. Pretty good gas mileage, but still. Dang, dude.
And then, okay, let me think.
So,
then,
real quick, while you're thinking, I'm just going to address the issue. The Modern Warfare 2 comes out. Play that heavily. Black Ops 1 comes out. Not super into it. I play it for a couple months. Get bored. Play the rest of that year on Modern Warfare 2. Modern Warfare 3 comes out. Love Modern Warfare 3. Circle scratch my game like 2-3 weeks in. Wait a week. Get the game back.
When did you start? Hit. Where'd you start Warrior Clan?
That was Modern Warfare 3.
Modern Warfare 3.
So I had this. I will probably release the information to old YouTube channels at some point in time. But right now, that's a goldmine of horrible content that is not ready to be released. But in Modern Warfare 3, I hit 10th prestige, which was the max prestige at the time. I hit it like right after Christmas. Get gold on everything. Love the game. Like, I am loving Modern Warfare 3. It's beautiful. Sniping's good. Everything's good. I start playing Domination. I get very competitive in the sense of I no longer care about my kill-to-death ratio. I only care about my win-to-loss ratio. Like, I am never losing another game competitive. Start playing a ton of Domination. I was a little asshole with a tactical insertion in C4 and Scavenger on my class. And I'll just throw attack insert by B-flag and then respawn C4, boom, triple kill, rinse, repeat. At one point, I was in, like, the public leaderboards. I was ranked almost top 1,000 out of, like, 15 million or something at the time. Granted, you know, there's several, like, all it takes is someone to sign in, and now they're on the leaderboards, and if they never play the game again, that's still a player.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I was ranked very highly in Domination. Black Ops 2 comes out. Dude, I was ranked for the accolade, because Modern Warfare 3's leaderboards are actually really nice.
Mm-hmm.
You could look at the leaderboards per accolade. There's an accolade for most C4 kills in a match, and I was, like, top 100 for a long time, because I was getting 15-20 kills with C4 a game
mm-hmm.
off B flag alone.
Is that the one? Yeah, you had a clip back in the day where you had
my C4 shot.
Your C4 shot.
My one. If you guys have ever seen the Matrix Reloaded montage released by the one and only Zerg Riz, Modern Warfare 2 Matrix Reloaded, there's a C4 shot where he throws the C4 in the air and then quickscopes it out of the air. And I was obsessed with that shot. I'm still obsessed with that montage. Still the greatest montage to date ever. Like, there's some that come close. And, like, Pomage's, I think it's Catalyst 3, the one that was edited by Nikki HD. That one is unrivaled in regards to just kind of rendering and stuff. Like, Nikki, like, I watched Clockwork 4, which is a montage she did for CSGO. And someone took the original clips in a side-by-side comparison with her montage version. And she is the greatest montage editor on the planet. But the C4 shot, I tried to hit this. Like, I would go into private matches in Modern Warfare 2 and Modern Warfare 3, and I would put C4s and Claymores on the ground and practice quickscoping them for hours. Like, no wonder I was freaking good at sniping, dude. Mm-hmm. I put in some time. Like, all my friends would get off, and I'd spend the next 2 hours quickscoping C4s on walls from as far away as I could on the map. All started out with the tape dot. You would put a scope, you'd zoom in, you'd take a piece of scotch tape, or like, that's like the regular tape, right?
Yeah.
Like just normal.
Yeah, normal clear tape.
Okay. Yeah, so you'd take that, you'd put it on your TV, and you'd take a marker, and you would draw on the tape right where the center of your crosshairs were when you were holding your breath. And now you have the center of your screen, and as long as that dot is over someone, you know you're going to hit them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I started quickscoping. Anyways, Modern Warfare 3, get real competitive. Black Ops 2 comes out. I watch UMG Chicago's 10K tournament. Witness the greatest hardpoint comeback ever at the time because Hard Point was new to the game. And so Optic made a comeback on Hijacked that I'll never forget.
He forced me to watch that video, by the way.
Dude, I forced everyone to watch that video. That and Skump's three-piece on Aftermath during COD Champs, $20,000 rounds of Search and Destroy. Two of the greatest clips of all time. I mean, debatable now because they're old and there's been a lot of great clips
At that time,
Skump's three-piece was filthy. Like, the next greatest clip I can think of is Proofy's four-piece at the X Games during Ghosts. But Black Ops 2 is when I really broke into game battles. That's because league play, and then, like, I watched the Optic Cole
Did I do any league play with you at all or anything, or...?
You've done league play with me yet. We still have yet to do a game battle together.
Which, I would say...
That's starting, damn it.
Well, no, I'm trying to think, like, so... The spectrum of us 1v1ing, us playing together Black Ops 3, me moving out and living in Folsom, I'd say that is where I started to become like an actual...
During what game was this?
Infinity War. Or Infinite War.
Oh, Folsom. I was thinking Sonoma again. So IW. So after AW comes Black Ops 3, we're living together, we're playing split screen, it's fun. I'm probably trying to get you into esports. Because we're living together, we have fucking whiteboard strats out here. Black Ops 3 didn't have league play, though.
Mm-mm.
Literally, the next game that had a... No, Ghost had a ranked play. It was very mediocre. And I don't think we got another ranked play until World War II.
Mm-hmm.
So after Black Ops 3 is IW, Tony moves down to go be a GM of some McDonald's down there, because that's where we're still working at the time. We quit the McDonald's up here. He goes on to be a GM. I go work at a assisted living place for a year. But during this time, you had good internet. You're living on your own. I have good internet. I'm living on my own. Yeah, I had just moved out. Life's going good. You buy your Astros down there? I feel like you had a gaming headset.
No.
Dude, no way.
I didn't get my gaming headset until I was up here.
No.
Dude, I'm dead serious. After Fortnite came out. Because you're like, dude, you need to be able to hear this stuff. And I was like, no.
No way.
Dude, I'm dead serious. I will
go. You didn't have any gaming headset?
Nope. Just the regular classic Xbox One.
Like the normal, like one ear.
Yep.
Telecom one.
Yep.
You sure I didn't like let you borrow like.
Nope, 100%.
Something?
100%.
Man, I'm ruthless. Because I let Christian have my Tritons for a little bit. I'm glad I didn't let you borrow those. Great headset, just not compatible with the Xbox One. Yep. Like, I don't even remember how we got it to work.
So I'm down there.
So
I'm creating my own schedule. Miles is working.
Yeah, I was working the first, like, I got hired in August, I think, at that job.
Mm-hmm.
And I started so it would have been like the first 6 months of this assisted living job. I was working Monday through Friday from midnight to 8:30 in the morning. And I'm playing my buddy Gabe. He's in the Marines. I'll probably have him on here at some point. He's in the Marines. He's in Okinawa at the time. I had started to play Smite a little bit because my roommates had got it that game. And I downloaded it on my MacBook, which does not run Smite well. Like, it doesn't run it well at all. I'm playing Smite with Gabe, who's in Okinawa. He's across the damn country. Across the world.
Good fix.
good fix. Dude's across the freaking oceans. Playing Smite with him at work for like 3 hours a night. And editing videos,
mm-hmm.
which those videos I think are still on this YouTube channel. Which I can't say youtube.com/MilesJoseph_G because YouTube changed the way that you get a URL. You have to have like a minimum of 100 subscribers. So if y'all want to go subscribe, search MilesJoseph_G and you'll find me. Did we even play together? I'm working in the middle of the damn night and you're running a store during the day.
We had a lot of free time though. I feel like we played a lot.
Dude, we definitely played
in the morning. A lot. You would take like an hour, maybe 2 hour nap.
I was sleeping for no more than 3 hours a day.
So
I did the math and in 4 months I got the same amount of sleep that someone should get in like a week.
So we were...
Bro, I literally was sleeping. I would get off work at 8 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Supposed to be 8:30, but my girlfriend had work at 8:30. So I'd get off at 8, come home, take her to work, come home from dropping her off at work. I would... So I'm home now at like 8:30. And I would clean the house for like an hour. It's like 9:30, 10 o'clock. I go lay down and I'm up before noon. That's fucking 1 to 2 hours of sleep a day. 5 days a week minimum.
Wasn't there a time you were doing just weekends though?
Yeah, that was like 6 months in. That's when I started working days.
So that's when I would...
I feel like that's when we really started playing a lot.
So that was IW and Modern Warfare Remastered. And that's when I'd say I'd start really peaking.
Like, dude, for sure. Because Black Ops 3, again, like, that we didn't beta, play that beta. Much. But, dude, IW's beta, which the montage is actually only on Facebook, which I'll find a way to share that because it's on my personal profile. But, I mean, I still have it on my computer. I could upload it, I guess. But, yeah, that beta was...
When he's dropping an average of 38-plus kills a game...
I'd say, like, 40, 50 kills, and then yeah. You're literally right there with me. Like, yeah. That I feel like that's when your addiction started.
Mm-hmm. All I would want to do.
Because before that, like, Black Ops 1, like, yeah, you play with Curtis and stuff.
Mm-hmm. But it's split screen.
It's split screen hardcore TDM, which, like, especially at the campy playstyle of the time, which was, like, it was still annoying, but it was a lot more common.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people just don't camp nowadays. Mm-hmm. Like, they do, but not.
They made it harder.
Yeah, they definitely made it hard to camp. And then, even like Modern Warfare 2, it's like I feel like I was forcing you to play these games. Yeah. Honestly. Tony, get on 1v1. I need someone to practice against.
Yeah. I think that's where it came from. And then, so playing IW got like a major like upgrade on my gaming. And granted, like I did pretty good on like MW2 Remastered, but. Or not Modern Warfare 2.
MW2?
Yeah, MW2 when we were playing. No, I feel like I was like decently
well. No, you were getting pretty good. Because we were playing a lot. We had so much free time.
Yeah, I'd skip a lot of classes.
I don't even know if they heard that whispering. Like, I'm looking at the audio tracks, and I honestly feel like we're quieter than we should be. I'm going to switch this.
Switching modes.
All right, that might be better.
Wow.
Yeah, significant change. Hopefully I'm louder now. We had a lot of free time during...
What were you doing back then? Were you not working? Or you were doing closing?
I was still at McDonald's, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that was one of the...
In 2014.
Three times that you left McDonald's.
Yeah.
There was like that little brief stint where you went over to In-N-Out.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was Sonoma.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think after that was like actual quit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, go to a different one. Folsom. Yeah, go work for a different owner. But we had a lot of free time. Like, I miss it, but at the same time, like, I wouldn't change anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm happy with where things are now for the most part.
And we still get on a game. Still destroy.
Yeah, like, we still get a good amount of time in. But, yeah, I'd say that's when you started to get pretty good. Just because we were playing a lot.
We were playing a lot.
And just, like, the years of, like, I don't want to be super cocky. I'm not the greatest Call of Duty player in the world. But, like, for an average, like, I'm definitely above average. I feel like just over the years playing with me.
Yeah. Like, there was never, I would say, 90, this is being modest, 90% of the matches we played, Miles would finish on top of the leaderboard.
Yeah. That's Which, me. Like, you know, in pubs, like, that's not super impressive because it is pubs.
But still,
it was by a good amount.
And then,
it was, like, next highest guys, like, would be a me. Third of my kills
be me.
Would be you.
Yeah. So,
but IW's beta, I feel like, is where, like, you were dominating.
I was dominating.
You were and like once you hit that, it's like, man, I like this.
Yeah.
I like going into lobbies and just stomping people.
Yeah.
And then Modern Warfare Remastered, you got pretty good at sniping
too. I got.
You actually enjoyed 1v1ing.
I would snipe.
Like, pubs. I don't know what it was.
I was sniping pubs.
That's like, I don't know if, like, I don't know if I let you win a game or if you actually won a game.
I think there or there was obviously at first.
If you just got pissed off and you were tired of losing to me or what.
I don't know.
But something in Modern Warfare Remastered, like, dude, honestly, that's the game. That is the game that you got really good in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, IW, sure, but Modern Warfare Remastered, like.
That was pretty.
Dude, you got freaking nasty for a minute.
I did.
I got filthy. Bro, I go back and I watch some of my clips. Dude, I got so insane. Like, that is...
Sniping. We both be sniping.
Yeah, sniping.
And we both be leading the lobby.
But, okay, granted, I did 1v1 cage match because it's still the greatest mode to ever be in Call of Duty. Like, to have a public 1v1 playlist is the number one thing that I ever want, ever.
Blackout.
Like, face-off, 1v1, 2v2, and 3v3. In Modern Warfare 3 is still one of my favorite playlists of all time. Team Tactical is always one of my favorite. Basically, small game competitive modes. Like, Ground War is my least favorite. 9v9. Dude, it's so chaotic. I don't like in Modern Warfare 2, the first year around that I played it, because I played it for probably 3 years. I played it during its year, I played it during Black Ops 1's year, and I played it during Advanced Warfare's year for good chunks of time. But the first time around, I actually enjoyed Ground War, and I don't know how. I was a psychopath. Dude, 9v9.
Did that like once or twice.
Dude, oh my god, so hectic. But dude, sniping in Modern Warfare Remastered is the best that I've ever been at sniping.
So, because he...
Only to be rivaled by my first year in Modern Warfare 2. Mm-hmm. Second year in Modern Warfare 2.
Yes.
And I think I was maybe better in MW Remastered.
You know, you were good.
Dude, I was...
Because we would... Every time before we'd play, we would warm up 1v1ing. And at the point where I was... A lot better.
Five, like
than
five,
I've ever
six
been.
Matches though of warm ups.
5-6 matches, like an hour.
I wouldn't let it go.
Yeah,
that's my peak amount of fun. Is yeah, a 1v1,
and it was where I was good enough where he had to actually like.
I had to improve for the first time since Modern Warfare 2. Like Modern Warfare 2's grind, like Kano, and Angel.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, not too much. Jesus was a pub stomper. He was a god, but he wasn't the best sniper. He was still disgusting,
mm-hmm.
but like. He was just better than average, whereas Kano and Angel were insane. And I was literally like, I have to beat these guys in a 1v1 or a free-for-all. Because we would do 1v1s and free-for-alls. And I was like, I have to beat them. I have to beat them. Like, I'd play with Nick, and it's like, I had to beat Nick. And Nick was also, he was right there with me. Like, we were very even skill levels for a long time. I'd say even now to this day, even though we don't play together, if we were to hop on, I ultimately... In the course of Call of Duty, would give Nick the upper hand when it comes to slaying ability. Nick and Hunter both can outslay me. Sniping wise, at least in MW2, I'd say I was a little bit better than Nick.
Overall IQ, 20. Some you're
still tough, dude. No, when we were all teaming together in Black Ops 2,
so I never
like I was a
guys.
Dick.
Were you?
I was an asshole. Like I dropped Hunter like 3 or 4 times in 1 year, and just kept picking him up because I couldn't find anyone else. I just didn't like Hunter. I don't know why. Like, I have no problem with him now. Senior year, I had no problem with him. But, I think it's in my head, it's because he was a sophomore. Like, he was a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I was an asshole. I was a dick, dude. Like, I could see why people don't like me, at least at the time. But playing all together, in-game IQ...
I've never played with these guys, so I don't know. So I know Miles.
Colby's up there. Colby was pretty smart. Colby was like a Rambo. We're
like
going way back to Rambo. Like, Rambo's in-game knowledge is insane. And, like, that's why he was a professional Call of Duty player. Whereas Colby, same thing. Hunter was our slayer. Hunter and Nick were fucking slaying the shit out of everybody. In-game knowledge. I don't know. I feel like they both presented different approaches that were equal to mine. Like, mine was very tactical, and theirs was like, fuck, dude, let's be mostly tactical, but also just slaughter the other team. And for some reason, junior, senior me was like, no, we have to be more tactical than the other team. That's how you win. Like, fuck no. The other team doesn't stand a chance if they're all dead every 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I couldn't see that.
And he got glasses.
I got glasses. But, dude, MW Remastered, that's where you peaked. Like, that's where it really set off. Then enter Fortnite. Again, comes out in September.
Are we still sticking to the blackout topic? Because are we going straight to 4? Because then after that was
World War II?
World War II.
I'm gonna get into that kind of in this. Fortnite comes out in September. I play. I'm getting ready for PUBG. Okay. We play. Tony plays. World War II comes out. Beta comes out for World War II. Ridiculous amount of fun. Playing the hell out of War. War is still one of the best modes that they've added to Call of Duty.
Heist is up there now, too.
Heist is...
another story.
I would say I have more fun in Heist than War. Granted, it's hard to say because it's only been a couple months. No, because it came out a month early this year.
Yeah, came out most
September. So we've been playing an extra month than we would have in World War II. And I'm still having fun with Heist.
That's true. You were burnt out of War. War really.
War got too easy. When you're dropping 80 plus kills each per side of War, it's like it's not even that we're doing that great. It's like it's not even fun. Like it's too easy. And it's like part of that's because I'm good. Part of that is because the game mode itself is set up to allow that. Like War is set up in a way that allows you to drop very high number games. But Fortnite comes out, we're playing that. World War II's beta comes out, playing that, have a ton of fun in World War II. Ton of fun in the beta. Actual game comes out. No ranked play yet. Horrible launch. Worst launch in Call of Duty history. Like, that game literally did not work for the first week.
No, it didn't.
Like, you could barely get online. If you did get online, you wouldn't find matches. The servers were always down and crashing. Couldn't party up. You couldn't party. Like, worst launch in Call of Duty history. By far. And then, so I go back to Fortnite. Having a ton of fun. I'm trying to get better at the game. I think they release Combat Pro pretty quick. Mm-hmm. I remember switching to that instantly. Like, first day of Combat Pro was out, switched to that. I'm trying to just, like, I'm seeing crazy clips on PC. At the time, this is when Karma was still dropped from the Optic Squad. And so he's playing Fortnite. It's like the game that everyone's playing. And I saw, it was like a 24-kill solo squad game by him. And I was like, damn, I need to be that good. And so I'm playing Fortnite a ton. PUBG comes out, runs like trash on Xbox. Just open the door. Just be loud with it. Oh, that works too. Boy's got bells on his door. You don't want him jingling. So PUBG comes out, and it just does not run well on Xbox for the first 6 months. So I go back to Fortnite. I tried playing World War II. I'd play War with you, and I'd play War with Gabe. And, like, yeah, it was fun, but, like, It took too long for the game to get going.
Yeah.
Like, a week of the game not working, ranked play didn't come out until, like, I don't even remember when ranked. Like, it came out in, like, January.
It came out way late.
Even, like, in Black Ops 4, unacceptable by Treyarch. Treyarch has launched the greatest league play of all time in Black Ops 2, and it's still not in Black Ops 4. It's been 6 years, 7 years. Black Ops 2 came out in 2012, and it was played through 2013.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking, like, 6, 7 years. And, like, I don't understand it. So we played a ton of Fortnite. Okay. We get pretty nasty.
Mm-hmm.
There was a time, and even I feel like professional Fortnite players would agree, around Season 2, Season 3 was like the peak of Fortnite.
Mm-hmm.
It's where you could actually stand out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the time that I had put in since day one on Xbox and adapting to the new controller layouts the day they come out, like, I was dropping for a while, and, like, even in comparison, these aren't, like, massive numbers, but I was averaging 10 to 12 kills a game in solo.
Yeah, still.
Which, at the time, was pretty decent. And, like, sure, there's people putting out, like, 15, 20 kills and, like, doing solo squads.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go ahead and use the console excuse and say that I was on console. They're on PC. But it still was, like, I worked my ass off to get this good. And it shows, because now I can outplay most people I encounter. And then everybody started to catch up. They added turbo building. They added fucking, I don't know. You can go ahead and touch. I'm going to start thinking of dumb shit they added to the game.
They added
Tell us about your Fortnite journey.
My Fortnite journey? Started off real fun. So I remember Miles, like, nagging me to get this game. So I got it. We start playing. And then eventually, you know, I start having fun with it. So, like you said, the Season 2, Season 3 was the most fun we had. I believe we started off Season 3 with 4 wins in a row.
And then it was a pretty solid start to the season.
And they just started adding too many cosmetics, too many, you know.
Oh, Tina's off work or off of, out of school. All right, we're going to have to wrap this one up.
Wrapping it up.
All right. We've been going for almost an hour now. I guess this will be the episode that really breaks into Call of Duty and our interest in that. And the next one, we'll talk about Fortnite. Because that's a big topic.
I guess this was
the rise and fall of Fortnite.
Yeah, so this was the start of our gaming and
Yeah. This is just an introduction. We're going to go ahead and end it. I don't know when the next one will come out. Hopefully next week or something. If you guys listened, thank you for listening. Thanks for tuning in. I'm going to post this on as many free outlets as possible. So
if you guys are looking for some people to game with and you want to see how we are and our game style and how it's been since then, write on the comment section your guys' gamer tags and stuff like that.
Yep. You guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter and Mixer at MilesJoseph_G. That's MilesJoseph_G. That's the Instagram, the Mixer, and the Twitter. If you guys want to drop a follow, check out some streams. If you search that in YouTube, I will also pop up. Again, I don't have a YouTube URL yet, so I can't really plug that. But yeah, this is going to slowly get smoother and smoother as we get better mics and better software and hardware.
Let us know what you like, of course, what you like, some things you think we can improve on. Going forward with that.
Yeah. All right. We outie. Peace.
See ya.